By some estimates, half of the world's data was created last year. So how come all that data isn't improving decision-making? For government at all levels, having a chief data officer could help put data to better use. That's according to Jane Wiseman, a fellow at the Ash Center for Democratic Governance and Innovation at the Harvard Kennedy School. She talked with Tom Temin about her research into the current landscape of public sector CDOs.
First of all, there are some federal chief data officers, but for those that are uninitiated, tell us, what is a chief data officer?
Well, that is a great question. It's kind of an evolving role because it's new. So a chief data officer does pretty much what their chief executive has in mind. And in some cases, whether it's mayor, governor, agency head, and federal, in some cases that CDO is a champion of the open data program and primarily focuses on that. In some cases, the chief data officer has a heavy emphasis on geographic information systems. And in other places, their heavy emphasis is on predictive analytics and applying data to improving operations. So the chief data officer role is different in just about every city that I've studied. And in a way, each chief data officer is able to shape the role to their personality and to their strengths.
In general, though, they are in the technology chain, the CIO, if you will, column of structures there in government?
You know, they're a mix. Boston and Chicago are places where the CDO reports to the CIO, but in many other cities, in New Orleans and Pittsburgh, they report to a chief performance officer. And in L.A. and in San Francisco, they're part of the mayor's office. So it's a real mix. In the private sector, you tend to see the CDO role showing up in the technology shop, sometimes in operations, sometimes in the CEO's shop. So it's a mix in the private sector. It's a mix in the public sector as well.
But it's definitely an evolution from the old management information systems types of structures that were from the 60s and 70s.
Oh, absolutely, because this is really a flexible approach to use of data. It's, if you think of the CIO as being the one whose job it is to stand up the big systems, the enterprise applications that generate data, then you can think of the chief data officer as being the person who is responsible for thinking how to make that huge volume of data intelligent, how to make that data useful to government operations, how to analyze, look for trends, look for outliers, and whether it's analytic modeling, whether it's geographic modeling, but using the data to create insight that can drive operations.
We hear the term data-driven government a lot, and I think most people think of government as being politically driven as opposed to data-driven. Describe data-driven government from your standpoint.
So data-driven simply means making decisions based on information, and we are today awash in data and information, and we're starting to see the culture change, not everywhere, but in a number of cities, you're starting to see an expectation that there be data. And of course, oftentimes when we start to produce data, we realize that we had a few mistakes in it and we've got to improve it and keep the data quality high so that we can be making accurate insights and accurate decisions based on the data.
Give us a couple of examples, maybe, from Boston, you said, as a prominent data officer city showcase.
Yes, Boston's doing a tremendous job with data. A couple examples. One is that the city has created a situational awareness tool that takes data from 7 different systems and feeds it to firemen as they're on their way to an emergency so they know where there's a code violation or hazardous material. And I love that in my city, we have the data geeks who are actually making the big, strong, brave firemen even safer. So that's a great use of data here in Boston. There's also work on using analytics to create what you might call right pricing for parking so that they're testing in one neighborhood where the busier areas, the price will go up 50 cents. The areas that aren't as busy, the price will go down 50 cents. So that this is per hour in the parking meters. And, you know, so why are they doing that? Because 40% of our street traffic in the some of these busy neighborhoods, 40% of the street traffic is someone driving around looking for a parking space. And if we can reduce the congestion, then it's fewer distracted drivers who are, you know, looking for the parking space instead of looking just straight ahead. We can reduce crashes, and so we can make the place safer and also a little less frustrating when you can find your parking spot faster. So those are some of the ways that Boston's applying analytics. Los Angeles has done a great job of using geography, and they've created an analytics tool, the GeoHub, where not only is the analytics team putting out maps, but they're making it user-friendly so that any manager of a city program can use the mapping technology to map their data.
We're speaking with Jane Wiseman, a fellow at the Ash Center for Democratic Governance and Innovation at the Harvard Kennedy School. What do you think federal agencies might be able to learn from examples like this?
Oh, so I think that the opportunity is huge at the federal level when we think about the volume of data that the federal government creates and some of these really important data sources that we at the local level really rely on. So I think a couple things. One is data quality. We really, you know, we can't do enough to focus on the quality of data input so that we can have accuracy at the end. And that's something I think can come from the federal level through incentives, through intelligent design. I think another thing that can be done at the federal level is perhaps providing incentives for state and local government for both capturing data and for using data in decision making.
What about perhaps the reduction of improper payments, most of which come from federal programs that are administered by the states?
Yeah, that's a tremendous opportunity. Reducing improper payments, looking for anomalies and outliers is something that data analytics is very good at doing. And I've seen that in at the state level. State revenue departments are doing that and, you know, getting millions of dollars in additional revenue by finding fraudulent tax returns. So that's something that the federal government could certainly create tools, create incentives to advance that.
Now, a few years ago, the Obama administration launched a data.gov initiative to put out federal data sets for consumption by anyone. And the expectation was that people would build apps using that data in whatever apps they thought could be marketable to the public. Have you seen that happening at the local and state level? Because there hasn't been a whole lot of take-up of it at the federal level.
Yeah, you know, at the local level, that is something that has been a wonderful place for innovation. And in particular, Chicago has a really active civic data community, and they've developed dozens of apps from the open data in Chicago. New York City has something called the Big Apps competition. And that is, you know, they get hundreds of applicants who compete to win prizes in New York City for developing apps with open data there. So those are, you know, two of the probably most advanced data driven cities, you know, certainly from the executive level. And having had Mayor Bloomberg for 12 years, a, you know, private sector data-driven person at the helm in New York City has done a lot to change culture there. But Chicago also has been just a tremendous leader. And those two cities have very rich cultures of developing apps with open data.